We understand that being a victim of a crime in the United States is an overwhelming and complicated situation. But the U-Visa, Form I-918, allows something positive to come out of this horrible situation. That's why in this video, I'll teach you 5 important steps to facilitate your journey to the U-Visa. Hello, Immigration Nation. Filling out Form I-918 is like meticulously planning your travel itinerary. Every detail counts to ensure a seamless journey. So let's start with the first step for this journey, the documentation you need. First, the Form I-918, a bit obvious, right? This form is your main passport for this journey. You can find it directly on the USCIS website, which I'll link in the description. Don't forget to fill it out correctly and in black ink. No errors or crossouts. This is your ticket to the world of the U-Visa. But you don't just need the form. Supplements A and B, they're like companions on your journey. Supplement A is to include your eligible family members on this adventure. This can include spouse, children under 21, parents and siblings depending on the age of the victim. While Supplement B is your evidence of cooperation with the authorities, a kind of recommendation letter for your record. Include letters from the police, witness reports, or other evidence demonstrating your cooperation with the authorities. This evidence will greatly help you get your U-Visa. Both supplements are very important for this process, but this depends on your situation. Remember, your information must be in English, so be sure to attach official translations along with the original documents. Don't forget your special passes form I-912 and I-192. The I-912 is your fee waiver ticket. Use it if you can't afford the filing fee. While the I-192 is your waiver to fix things that make you ineligible, like if you entered the country illegally or even if you have an order of removal. Every good trip has photos, right? This trip is no different. Make sure to follow USCIS instructions and put your passport photos in a plastic bag before adding them to your application package. I would also suggest you put your name and date of birth on the back of the photo. Now that you have your documents ready, let's move on to step number 2, the strategy. Remember, order is key to an organized journey. But in this case, instead of backpacks and maps, you need police reports, medical records, and other evidence to support your U-Visa application. Make sure to complete all required forms accurately and in detail. Like detailed police reports about the crime you were a victim of, medical records documenting your injuries, and recommendation letters from law enforcement supporting your case, as well as supplements A and B depending on your case. You don't want to miss any important details in your application. It's like filling out your flight details correctly to avoid setbacks on your journey. I recommend following the order USCIS gives you to organize your information. Start with Form I-918, Supplements A and B, then Forms I-912 and I-192, your supporting documents, and finally your photographs. For any journey, a good guide always comes in handy. Working with an expert immigration lawyer can help facilitate this process. Don't hesitate to ask for help. Let's move on to the third step you should know for this journey. Attention, Immigration Nation. It's time to access the fast lane of immigration with USCIS authenticity determinations. USCIS has implemented an exciting process called bona fide fee determinations to efficiently evaluate your non-immigrant status petitions. What does this mean for you? Don't worry, I'll explain it to you. The bona fide fee determination process is a procedure implemented by USCIS to efficiently evaluate your non-immigrant status petitions. It applies to all pending I-918 petitions as of June 14, 2021, and those filed after that date by eligible petitioners and family members living in the United States. Stay tuned if you're on this list. Principal petitioners and eligible family members do not need to provide proof of financial need or the worksheet of Form I-765 to receive an EAD through authenticity determination. Less paperwork, more action. It is recommended to submit Form I-765 along with Form I-918 or I-918A for efficient consideration under the authenticity determination process. Send everything together to speed up the process. What's the advantage? This process aims to provide an efficient pathway to grant employment authorization and deferred action to crime victims while their non-immigrant status petitions are pending final adjudication. VIP pass for your journey. Now that we have everything ready for the U-Visa journey. Now, to what destination do we send our travel request? Don't worry, I'll explain it to you in our fourth step. Remember, without your signature, your form could be rejected faster than a suitcase without a lock at the airport. Also, if you have a lawyer or representative accompanying you on your journey, make sure to bring Form G28 with you. It's like having a co-pilot on your journey. It's always good to have a little extra help. Once everything is ready and signed, your passage to the Employment Authorization Document, EAD, will be secured. Check USCIS's correct address and use reliable courier services such as USPS, FedEx, or UPS to send your form and documents. You can check which option is best for you in this section, USCIS website showing information about corresponding offices and couriers. Now, for the presentation and organization of the package. Make sure to read the instructions carefully, as if you were reading the directions to your dream destination. And remember, placing the fee payment at the top of the package is like making sure you have your passport on hand at the airport. Everything is in place for a hassle-free journey. Make sure to get a tracking number. It's like having a GPS for your package. And keep all receipts and tracking numbers as mementos of your journey to the U-Visa. Remember, keep an eye on filing deadlines to avoid your application being grounded. We don't want your journey to be canceled for being late. Now that your package is ready to take off, it's time to tackle step 5 to complete your journey. Fee payment. Think of it as paying for your airplane ticket. You need to make sure you have enough funds to reach your desired destination. Like any journey, the price may change, so check the exact amount at the time of submitting your form. USCIS offers various payment options, from the convenience of paying online with a credit card, debit card, or bank account, to the classic check or money order in US dollars issued by a US bank. Don't forget to get a tracking number to keep an eye on your package. No one wants it to get lost along the way. And remember, keep a complete and organized copy of all documents sent for future reference and make sure to send everything within the deadline set by USCIS. But wait, there's more. Some of you will also have to pay a biometric fee. This fee covers the cost of taking your fingerprints and photographs, part of the background check process. Not everyone will have to pay this fee, but if you do, be sure to include the payment along with the form filing fee. Now, what if paying these fees is like looking for a needle in a haystack? Don't worry. USCIS offers options to request fee waivers if you demonstrate significant financial hardship or meet certain specific eligibility criteria. You just need to fill out Form I-912 and follow the instructions provided by USCIS to request a fee waiver properly. But beware. Not paying the required fee or not providing adequate financial information to request a fee waiver could be like missing the flight. Your application could be rejected or not processed, and that would be a forced landing we want to avoid. So, make sure to include the correct fee payment or fee waiver request according to the requirements set by USCIS. Take off successfully towards your U-Visa and keep your travel record organized and in order for a safe landing. Well, Immigration Nation, I hope this information has been helpful for your journey to the U-Visa. We know this journey can be difficult, but with the right preparation and by following each step carefully, you are on your way to success. Asking for help can be difficult, but remember that it is a sign of strength and resilience. I invite you to share this information with anyone you think may find it useful, and remember Immigration Nation. We're in this together. Thank you for tuning into this channel. See you in the next video.
Did you like the video? I invite you to watch another video where I share more tips on how to protect your reputation as an immigrant. Until next time.